Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We've still got some great tickets that I've got to give you. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Yeah, ELP is going to be at the Beacon Theater on September the 17th. I'm going to give you a chance to win those at 5:20. All right? Be very, very kind. All right, I'll be honest. 5:20-ish is when you'll have the chance to win those ELP tickets. But they're coming to the Beacon Theater September the 17th, and your first chance to get the tickets is going to happen at 5:20 this afternoon. New story there, Charles Pyle talking about it, Dominion Energy talking about how much power data centers are sucking up, and they want to institute, as I understand it, a separate class of customers, all for these data centers. Is it the data centers? Is it AI? Are the robots just taking all of our electrical power? I don't know. I don't even understand how that stuff works. I would ask, Alexa or ChatGPT to tell me about it, but then I'm afraid I would do something bad. So I'm going to ask Craig Peterson instead, since he joins us every Tuesday afternoon. Craig, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here. What a day today. Man, I loved it.
Yeah. There were one or two things that happened today, that's for sure. What is going on with ChatGPT and Google and all of our future robot overlords sucking up all of our electrical power? Did I read that right in the newsletter?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have been paying for those. You pay $20 a month and you get, not unlimited, but you get some decent access to all of these different AIs. But what many people don't realize is that in some states, $15 of your monthly bill goes to subsidize the AI companies. $15 a month in some states.
What?
And the reason for that is they are sucking up so much electricity that it's impossible for the grid to deliver it without raising the rates. You know, you compare us and our electric grid to China. Ours started basically in Pennsylvania, but up in New York City. Right. They built these little power stations all over Manhattan Island, right? And some are burning coal, some are burning oil pump, you know, brought up from Pennsylvania. They had it down in Philly and all these little power stations. So we grew very organically. And our power grid needs trillions of dollars of investment to bring it up to speed. And you look at China, and of course we're competing with China now for the whole AI business, and China's grid isn't much more than about 50 years old versus ours, which is more than 100 years old. And of course they've been planning it. They've been bringing coal power plants on. They've been bringing nuclear power plants on, solar, wind, everything they possibly can. Part of it's to prop up their economy, and part of it is to prop up the economy with enough electricity, which we don't have.
Wow. Craig, you're going to have to explain this to me, because, and you're going to have to explain it, well, you know me, so you're going to have to explain it to me. How are the AI programs, right, because it's all just some computer mind somewhere, how are they, quote, sucking up power? Is it literally to fire their version of a laptop? What is it?
Yeah, it is. What they're doing is they're building data centers. Now, some of them have been canceled, right, which is interesting too. But these data centers are being built because of the need for answering the question. So when you give a prompt to you name it, OpenAI or, you know, whatever it might be. Yeah. You give a prompt to that. It now has to run some very specific programs using some rather specific hardware. Now, Google's made its own hardware, and they've got some numbers out right now because they say, hey, our hardware is more efficient than their hardware is. But we're talking about every little prompt that you put into that computer that you're asking it a question, silly or otherwise, takes at least 3 drops of water. And we're talking about some of these prompts taking about 40 watt hour worth of electricity. So you can put in one prompt. Yeah, think of the millions, billions of prompts over the course of a month. And, you know, those 3 drops of water, you're talking about having a for an hour. That's a lot of electricity. That's a lot of water for cooling. And now we've got all kinds of companies scrambling. Microsoft bought 3 Mile Island. And they're trying to bring nuclear reactor back.
Hang on a second. Not that 3 Mile Island.
That Jane Fonda. Yeah, Hanoi Jane. That 3 Mile Island.
Oh, my God.
So Microsoft said, hey, if we fix it up, can we use it? And so Microsoft is going to dedicate all of the power from 3 Mile Island to their data center. We've got Google now, as well as Microsoft, buying these small nuclear reactors that, Jeff, you and I have talked about for a long time. They fit into a semi-trailer. They're inherently safe. Wow. We're starting to do those things. Even the Biden administration authorized one of these new nuclear power plants to go online. So, you know, we're smartening up in that light, but our grid isn't designed to have a million point of light, as George Bush might have put it.
Yeah.
Our power grid was designed to have a few hundred major power generation stations. And then those power generation stations, of course, went out to all of these houses, right? Or through the little veins and arteries and capillaries, right? But now we've got solar power on this roof and on that roof and wind farms here that can't be recycled and, you know, all of this stuff all over the place that's feeding into a grid that was never designed for this. So it's an incredible problem. The lack of power is incredible. Problem. I think looking at this, like the, you know, public utilities are saying, hey, wait a minute, we need another class of power. What I get concerned about is I have in my own data center. I pay basic rates, regular residential rates, the same rates everybody else pays for my data center. But these big manufacturing companies, they get cheaper electricity. Now, it's not as reliable as residential electricity is, and depending on where you live, it might not be reliable at all.
Yeah, right.
But it's much, much cheaper. I'm worried that the PUCs are going to say, oh, yeah, you guys chew up more electricity than everybody else, so we're going to give you a discount, when in reality, because we're all paying that tax, whether it be $15 or less, to subsidize AI, instead of doing that, they should be paying more so they can help to enhance that grid out there.
That's right. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. Now, and paint a picture. Craig Peterson is joining us. This story is fascinating, and like everything, it's part of Craig's newsletter. The newsletter comes out free once a week, craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com. Can you describe, now you just said you have your own data center. I can't even envision what, quote, a data center is. Is it just a bunch of hard drives? Is it you and a million file cards? What is a data center in the year 2025?
Well, we don't use squirrels like we used to. You know, the gray and the black squirrels don't get along very well.
That's
so you had to be careful. Nowadays, like the data centers, I've had my own business and my own data centers to keep my clients' data secure and private. I've had those since 91, Jeff, 1991.
Wow.
And what the data center is literally racks of computers, servers, some of them, you know, all kinds of different sizes and styles, depending on what's needed.
Sure.
But all of these servers living together and processing data. I've got 10 gigabit links coming into my data center, so very fast internet, reliable, both directions. I actually have multiple links coming in. So the data centers are where your requests go. So for instance, if you're a client of mine, yep, and you get an email from somebody, it comes to my data center, and I have servers there that look for all kinds of nastiness, you know, spam, phishing, all of the hosers trying to take money out of your accounts. And then if it's legitimate, it forwards it on to, you know, whatever you're using. So it might be Microsoft Office 365. Mm-hmm. It might be one of these other types of services out there. Mm-hmm. I might be flagging it and the subject line, changing the subject line to say this might be fraud or spam or phishing, if I'm not absolutely sure, but I want you to know. So all of that requires literally hundreds of CPUs, hundreds of computers. I have a petabyte basically worth of disk space to store data, backups, and everything else. So it's a concentrated area of computers. Now, I don't use as much computing power or electricity as a data center for AI does, because AI is using these very specific types of chips that get very hot, hence the water and the cooling. And when they're getting hot, that's because they're burning electricity inside. Well, not like fire burning, but they're using electricity. Yeah, the resistance creates the heat, right? So now you're not only using electricity to run those computers, which are typically kind of a graphics processing unit, but you're using electricity to cool them down.
Jeez. Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And well, it's fascinating, Craig. We are seeing here in Virginia, we've been told that Virginia is the nation's capital for data centers, and I don't know if that is or is not true, but they are presented in very bizarre ways. There are these drawings often that are done, or renderings that are done, of a beautiful building, and there's trees and what have you, and they say, well, talk about the jobs it creates, and then the other side stands up and says, there's not a single solitary human being that ever goes in there, right? The only people who might go in is if all these chips explode and the fire service has to show up.
Oh, you're right. They only go in, really, if things break. You know, my data center, I haven't been in there in a few weeks, right? Because if it works, it works. And China, what we found here now, there was just a kind of an expedition of business people that went to China and looked at their AI technologies. And what they found was that China's running lights out. Now, so many of these factories, all of these AI data centers, have almost zero people working there. They don't need the lights on because it's all robotic, all automated, from soup to nuts. And that's true, too, for some of our big data centers, like what Google has. And Google's data centers, they basically just use Think of a regular old motherboard you'd have in your computer, and they slap it on a shelf, and they slap a power supply next to it and a disk next to it, and they have hundreds of thousands of these things all over the place. And when one breaks, who cares? It's designed to fail over. And then every once in a while, someone comes in and takes out all of the old smoked computers. So, you know, it's a different world.
Wow. Okay. So I just think it's important when we get the pitch and we've heard it here in Virginia over and over again about how great data centers would be and blah, 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 blah. And they invariably they talk about jobs. So I think that's important to say, hey, we know the dirty little secret here. There are no jobs. I mean, you'll build the building, obviously, but then after that, forget about it.
You got it. That's where the jobs are, is in building that building. And the jobs are in an electric company as well, producing and selling all that electricity, hopefully at a higher price than you and I have to pay.
Hopefully. Craig, remind everybody about your great newsletter, because I want everybody signed up to get it, please.
All right, CraigPeterson.com. My free newsletter goes out pretty much every week, CraigPeterson.com, and I try and present the problem and a solution.
Love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. All sorts of fascinating stuff. If I were you, I would get to CraigPeterson.com right now. Sign up for it. I know Craig will send you this week's newsletter. And these stories about the data centers and AI and how much energy they really are consuming and the cost involved, it's fascinating. And if you're in an area where you're getting pitched by some of these developers, look, we've had them out here in Hanover on a couple of different occasions where they come out and they pitch the idea of some big data center. And you think, oh, well, okay. I mean, there's jobs and there's this and that artist rendering looks like a nice office building, but then there's a lot of stuff going on or not going on behind the scenes you should be aware of. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.